You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the weekend, a Kiwi Muslim woman by the name of Mehrpara Khan faced a violent verbal attack in Huntley. In a video posted to Twitter by the aforementioned, a woman can be seen throwing racially charged insults at Khan, the ordeal threatening to get particularly violent midway through. I spoke to Mehrpara about this incident this morning and what this means for a supposedly diverse and accepting Aotearoa.
So on Saturday, me and a few of my friends from the mosque were driving back to Auckland. We had been in New Plymouth for the weekend, and we decided to stop at the public toilets in Huntley. And, you know, a couple of girls went in, the rest of us kind of decided to stretch our legs, and then while two of our friends were in the bathroom, this lady appeared out of nowhere and just started yelling at us and swearing at us, and we didn't actually even realize that it was directed at us until she, you know, dropped the line of effing Muslims, and then we were like, oh wow, she's actually talking to us. And I think we're kind of just taken aback by it. It was totally unexpected.
Yeah, I saw the video over the weekend. It just came up on my timeline on Twitter, and I was like, Jesus, this is like fucking abhorrent. And yeah, I understand that you've taken the matter to police, and that is she appearing in Hamilton District Court today?
Yeah, I've actually kind of had a chat with them as well, and I've made them aware that, look, we don't want to punish her. Like, we've forgiven her for what's happened, and really we just, out of all of this, we just want her to be able to get whatever kind of support that she needs, whether that, you know, whatever that looks like. And if that includes us as well, in terms of, you know, just sitting down and having a conversation, then I'm more than open to doing that. If she isn't, police have kind of indicated that if she is open to doing that, then they can facilitate that.
And she did look quite, like, visibly intoxicated. Not that that, like, justifies anything, but yeah, there was that. Have you seen anything like this happen in real life before here?
To me?
To you, or just to... Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was a couple of years ago in a Queen Street McDonald's, and it was just some guy who started screaming at me, and, you know, at the time, I didn't do anything about it. I just left and didn't tell anyone or didn't say anything. And it made me feel pretty bad for a long time afterwards. And I just didn't want a repeat of that to happen.
And yeah, I've been also seeing on Twitter that you've been receiving, like, a lot of support. So that's really great to see.
Yeah, oh my God, it's just flooded through. I've had to, like, basically just not even look at my phone for the weekend. It's just been crazy. It's and it's amazing. Like, I've got almost 1,000 private messages from people on Facebook that are complete strangers just messaging me, being like, you know, just showing their support. And it's just been overwhelming. People have just said that, you know, personally for them it's been quite confronting. And I think that's the main thing. Like, I think for a lot of people, they've felt like, what can we actually do about this? And you know, there are so many things happening at community level that they can get involved in to show their support. And I mean, I know that the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, they're running a program called Meet a Muslim through Neighbourly. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds a bit like a dating thing, but it's not. Totally not. It's coffee, it's a piece of cake if you want it, whatever. It's just basically a chance to catch up with an actual Muslim and have a conversation. It doesn't even have to be about Islam. It's just general meeting and I guess the purpose of it is to kind of get that message across that, you know, we're just everyday kind of people. We're just a different type of New Zealander kind of thing. And, you know, there's just an opportunity here to get that across, and I think it's pretty positive if people can kind of get behind that initiative and support it, because it's had such positive feedback so far.
And meet a Muslim, meet a real life Muslim.
A Muslim New Zealand, guys.
Yeah. it's kind of sad that, like, it's reached this point though, that Muslims are so grossly dehumanized through the media that, you know, you've had to prove, like, your existence.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the fact is that the way that Islam is talked about, or the way that Muslims are talked about, you kind of do it in this collective manner of, like, Muslims, and it's kind of like a label almost. It's just like this nameless, faceless group. And I think what really needs to happen is we need to start sharing those stories of individuals and our kind of just our everyday human kind of stories to kind of show that, you know, we're just everyday people. I mean, I know that there are a couple of people talking about how there needs to be more Muslims incorporated into sitcoms and things like that. I mean, Modern Families has done so much for gay rights in America and across the world, just humanizing the fact that, people are just everyday normal people. And I think that same message kind of needs to apply now to Muslims as well.
Yeah, right on. And just going back, it's kind of scary to think that this has happened to you more than once.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you don't actually think about it. You kind of just keep going. But that's the thing, what's also come out of this is that it started this national conversation, not just within, the wider New Zealand, but also within our own communities. People have kind of reached out and said, you know, this something like this has happened to me, you know, at a fruit shop, up my local fruit shop, the guy was yelling at me, so I got out of my car and I just had a calm conversation, and then he realised that, you know, I was a coherent English speaking person that had a Kiwi accent, and that person apologised in the end of it. So I mean, I've had stories like that come out, and I think I think it's just been such a positive way of raising some awareness. And I think if we are getting more of this captured on video, then we can really make sure that this type of stuff stops.
With everything happening in the US with Trump's Muslim ban, have you noticed any kind of particular rise in Islamophobia or racism being perpetuated in New Zealand?
See, I wouldn't have, no, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, I haven't seen it hit us so much here, but then I don't know how it's going to eventuate down the track, but at the moment I think most New Zealanders feel pretty strongly about the fact that we're an open, inclusive society and we don't want this kind of negativity to define us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.